Agricultural programs are made possible by First Midwest Bank, serving Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Bob Baisdefer in Danville at 217-477-6016. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
And that's going to do it for Morning Edition this morning. Thanks very much for joining us today. Next is our opening commodity market report, and sitting in for Dave Dickey this morning is Tom Rogers.
Good morning, Dan. Good morning, everybody. Here are the opening prices on the commodity markets today, starting with the Kansas City July wheat, which opened this morning at $8.42 a bushel, up 2.5 cents. The Minneapolis July wheat contract opened at $9.36. That was unchanged. And a reminder, these don't reflect overnight trading. The July wheat contract in Chicago on the Board of Trade opened at $7.91 a bushel, up 1 this morning. September opened at $8.05, up 3 quarters. December wheat, $8.25, up 2. And the July of 09 wheat opened at $8.37, up 2 cents as well. In the corn pit, the nearby May opened at $6.02 a bushel, down 3.5 cents. July, $6.15, down 2.25. September, $6.24, down 2.75 cents. The December corn contract opened at $6.28 a bushel, down 3.5. March at $6.38.5, down 2.75. And the May corn opened at $6.42, down 7 cents. That's the May 09 contract. The July 09 opened at $6.48, down 6. In the soybean complex, the May bean contract opened at $12.60 a bushel, up a penny and a quarter. July opened unchanged at $12.71. September, $12.30, up 3 cents. November, $11.89, down 4.25. The January opened down a penny and 3/4 at $12.05. And March beans for next year opened at $12.16, down 1.5 cents. May soybean meal opened at $3.22.50. That was down 90 on the open. July, $3.28.50, down 1 even. May bean oil opened at 56 even, up 24 cents. The July 56.50, up 15 cents. On the Chicago Mercantile Exchange, June live cattle opened at 91.90 a hundredweight, up 45. The August 97.75, up 25. October live cattle 103.55, up 2.5 cents. And December opened at 103.60, up 125, or 12.5 rather. May feeder cattle opened at 105.35, up 40. The August at 107.40, up 12.5. September feeder cattle 109.60, up 90. And October opened at 109.85, up 20. In the lean hog pit, the May contract opened at 73.40, up 85. June lean hogs at 71.90, up 80. Lean hogs for July at 74.60, up 87.5, and August at 76.30, up 65. May pork bellies opened unchanged this morning at 74.75, and the July contract opened at 75.20, up 65.
Agricultural information is made possible with support from the Archer Daniels Midland Company. ADM, resourceful by nature.
Let's take a look at the outside markets, where we see the crude oil contract for June in New York is trading up $1.38 a barrel at $113.90. The CRB index is at 402.71. That's up 2.61. The U.S. dollar index at 73.60 right now, up 34. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 53 points at 13.063. The NASDAQ, though, is down a point and a half at 24.79. And the S&P is up 5 points at 14.15. In the metals, as soon as my screen goes back to the outside markets here, the May silver contract is down 38 cents an ounce. Now that's settled. The July is the one that's trading right now, and that's up about 20 cents an ounce at 16.40. That's up 20 cents. The June gold contract is up 5.60 an ounce at 8.56.50. Looking at the current trade on the Board of Trade in Chicago right now, the wheat market is up about 11 cents to 11 and a half cents. The corn is down between 4.5 or 3.5 and 5 cents. And we have a mixed look on the soybean pit, where we have the nearby contract up 11 and 3/4 cents. But the harvest month contracts are down. In fact, November is down about 1/4 right now, so not too much of a drop. Joining us right now for the Friday look at the markets is Mike Zuzulo of Risk Management Commodities. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Tom.
Well, we see that nearby deferred split in the soybeans. What's causing that?
Well, spreads are coming back around. The July nove bean spreads probably being looked at a little bit more. The issues down in Argentina are also still very much on the table, because although there was talk that the two sides were going to separate peaceably and come back together next Tuesday. There is talk this morning that a couple or three out of the four major farm groups may be looking at going back after a strike or some type of protest during the weekend just to kind of keep the pressure on the government and keep them running in good faith. I suspect also that with the weather model showing a little bit of a drier pattern in terms of how much the precip this weekend is going to lay down across the western Corn Belt, it looks like a lot less for Iowa and maybe Illinois as far as the ones the trade's looking at right now that were updated this morning, that the system's going to stay maybe to the north and still dump on Minnesota and the Dakotas and come across Michigan. But with Iowa and Illinois maybe being skirting the heaviest stuff, that was showing up. Those two states are showing up with extremely heavy rain. So maybe we're getting a little bit of a switch around where they're selling back their corn futures now and coming back in and buying some beans, because earlier in the week the trade was clearly going after a short bean position just because of the weather, or proportionately because of the weather.
So many people were maybe thinking of doing beans this year, is what you're talking
about.
Yeah,
exactly. I think the market price right now is telling farmers, don't put that corn planter away. We want the corn. We want the corn. And that's why we've had the corn eke out new contract highs in the overnight trade and stay close to the contract highs in the daytime trade. But we've seen the November beans leak. You know, coming into this morning's close in the overnight trade, we were down about 29 cents in November beans, whereas the corn, these corn was up around 19.5, so you can see that up until today, the trade, I think, was really trying to tell the farmer, keep planting corn, and I suspect that's still going to be an issue all the way through the middle of the month, but we'll probably have days like today where you see some spread unwinding.
Is that concern about maybe harvest weather up to the north and west of us one reason why we're seeing a higher wheat market today?
I think that, and also we talked to some clients down the southern plains this morning. One client in particular in Kansas had only gotten about 0.2 inch of rain. He was dealing with 40-mile-an-hour winds, and they were calling for a frost tonight. They were calling for lows around 32 tonight. So it looks like Nebraska, Colorado, and Kansas are looking at some extremely cold temperatures, and the trade certainly caught wind of that, I think, before the opening. And so we do see the Kansas City wheat finally starting to lead the Chicago here today with the market up, and Chicago seems to be taking its lead from the hard red wheat belt because of these cold temperatures.
Tell us what you can about the technical picture right now.
Well, corn is probably the most interesting technical picture from a standpoint that it's fairly clear. 632, a close above during the day, is still the target and the goal for the technical bulls. 617 and a close below that level is still a target or a goal for the technical bears, because that takes out the 10-day moving average and the support line. So corn's fairly clear cut. Beans, however, are in a much worse shape after yesterday's close and the reversal back down yesterday. We need the help of the cash market in the beans, and that's what we're really watching here at this point, Tom. But for the technicals in particular, July beans being up around 11 or 12 today, back up around 1280, 1285, that's kind of a necessity technically to stay above on a close, in our opinion, to regain some of the lost ground from yesterday.
All right. Thanks for your time, Mike.
Thanks, Tom. Have a great day, sir.
You too. Mike Zuzulo is with Risk Management Commodities. Let's go to the current movement on the boards of trade. Kansas City wheat right now trading for the July at 848.5. That's up 9 cents. July wheat in Chicago is up 11.5 cents right now at 801.5. December at 834.5, up 11.5 cents, too. May corn right now is down 2 cents a bushel at 603.5. The July at 616, now 616.25, down 1. September 623, down 3.75. December corn 630, down 1.5 cents. Soybeans for July are at 1291 a bushel. That's up 20 cents a bushel. But the May, the nearby contract, 1270.5, up 11.75. And the November is now up 11.75 cents at 1205. So big jump in soybeans in the last 20 minutes or so. Soybean meal for May right now is up 5.10 at 328.50. July is at 344 even, or 334 even, up 4.50. May bean oil is at 56 even, up 24. July at 57.50, up 1.15. On the Merck, live cattle for June at 92.20, up 75. August at 98.10, up 60. May feeder cattle, 105.40 right now, up 45. The August at 107.85, up 57.5. May lean hogs are at 73.35, up 80. The June at 72.10, up 10. And again, on Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 43.5 points right now. Check that, 33 points were up right now at 13043. The NASDAQ is up, down rather, 6 points at 2475. The S&P up 4 points at 1413. You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Media at Illinois.